Welcome to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Turn your audio up, Central Texas. You're about to listen to the best hour high school sports talk on radio. This is the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohn. We're the hosts of this great program. Excited to be here today. Obviously, a lot planned for today's program. We will take a look back at the area high school football week. And obviously, tons of great action from that standpoint. Later on in the show, we will, we have a scheduled interview with Sierra Park Vista Ridge head football coach and athletic director Rodney Vincent. Excited to talk to him about the Rangers' success, not only this season, their fast start in 2020, but what they did last year to start turning around this program. And obviously, we'll talk to him also about the Rangers' quarterback, Kyle Brown, who's off to a great start once again, as he was last year. Later on in the show, we will give you a sense of the area football district standing playoff races. So stay tuned for that. We will obviously update our Vipe Austin Yule 4A football rankings in about 35 minutes approximately. And then in about 45 minutes, we'll dive into our 5A and 6A football rankings for the Austin area in Central Texas. And we will also name the show's player and team of the week, and we'll give you a look ahead to next week with some notable games to watch. But before we get too far into it, got to bring in my co-host Brad Cohn. How are you doing today, Brad?
Terrific. I'm really pumped that football season is really getting going. The big school's starting district play this week. The weather cooling down a little bit. It just feels like football now.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely good to have better weather. It's also better to have great football, and I know there was plenty of that this week. And one of the games that was really highly anticipated was actually the game that you were at on Friday. I know it was our game of the week for Vipe Live, the Central Texas game of the week, I believe it is called. That's what airs on this station on Friday nights. And that was that Cedar Park victory against Georgetown. And like we talked about last week, these were our top two teams for this 5A Division I classification for the Austin area in Central Texas, according to Vipe. And man, Cedar Park really impressed. I really think at this point it's Cedar Park and everybody else in that classification.
You know, we all thought this was going to be a real verifiable slobber knocker going in. It was going to be 27-24 somebody. Yep, somebody's going to make a play late and win or lose the game. And both teams start out slow. Both quarterbacks missed on the first four passes, and they punted back and forth at each other. And then Cedar Park just exploded. They got 14 points in the second half of the first quarter. A school record 35 points in the second quarter by holding the Eagles. It was 49-3 at halftime. And to us, that was the big surprise, was that margin was there. It ended on the second half was just stats and kind of settling out the final of 56-24. But we weren't terribly surprised that Cedar Park may have won that game. We as the crew were rooting for a Cedar Park win. But we really thought it was going to be a knockdown, drag-out game like we always see at the Gup when they play Georgetown. Cedar Park just ran away and hid like a V2 rocket.
Yeah, I actually got asked a question yesterday by one of my colleagues that works for Vipe, but works in the Houston area. And he was asking me, he's like, "Hey, you know, what's the best game in the Austin area? Tonight, obviously, this was Friday," and I was like, "You know, it's the Cedar Park Georgetown game." And it's like, you know, I'm working on some stuff last night, and I saw that halftime score, and I mean, I could not believe that Cedar Park was just that far ahead of Georgetown. I mean, I was like with everybody else, like with you, I thought this was going to be a grinding out battle. And like I said a few minutes ago, I really think that really what we saw from that performance, and I know that's not the only district battle that they have. I mean, you got Pflugerville-Henderson coming up this week for Cedar Park, Maynard's down the line as well. They're both quality district opponents. But man, this seemed to be that matchup that was going to test them. And now it's like, hey, like, guess what? Not only did they win, like we expected them, 1-2, but man, they really show that there is a big gap between them and everybody else in that classification and that district.
And you look at that record-setting second quarter, and between 11:48 on the clock and 2:12, so about, what is that, 9.5 minutes, 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
And they were all offense. None of them were interceptions returned or blocked punt covering the end zone. They're all offensive drives. And they were a 50-yard touchdown pass, 7-yard touchdown run, 10-yard run, 20-yard run. They're scoring on the ground, too, now. And a 53-yard touchdown pass, 5 touchdowns in 9.5 minutes, all on offensive drives. We're just kind of wiping our eyes and pinching ourselves, saying, oh, my gosh.
I mean, obviously, you know, not only does that show the offensive efficiency, but the defense efficiency too. Obviously, get these short stops for Georgetown, and then for the offense to take advantage and score really, really quick. It really says a lot about the Timberwolves, obviously heading forward, and how dangerous they are for teams down the line this season. Some other notable results, actually a shocker in 4A. Burnett pulled the upset against Fredericksburg 21-6. Man, I did not see this coming as well. Obviously, Fredericksburg, explosive offense, but only 6 points that they scored against Burnett. Burnett had a slow start to the season. This is the Bulldogs' second straight victory, so props to the Bulldogs. This result will obviously play a major role in this week's UIL 4A football rankings for the Austin area. Wimberley continues to roll 88-0 against Manor New Tech. And Lane Passes, 2 days short of a month between their third and fourth games of the season. And the Badgers had no hiccup. And obviously the rest prevailed for them because they won 59-0 against Taylor. Austin LBJO College, quality win against Canyon Lake 21-14. Some other notable results in the Austin area that we all want to keep an eye on. Obviously Westlake really impressed against Del Valle 58-0. Del Valle has, you know, still has some work to do. And now Westlake, you know, they scored 58 points as Lake Travis did. Lake Travis dominated San Marcos 58-3. Sierra Park Vicerage also 3-0 this year, 42-7 win against McNeil. A team that actually was undefeated prior to this week that lost was Temple, 43-25 loss to Arlington Martin. Man, you had a couple games that were not played this week in 6A. Austin Vandergriff was supposed to play Renner Stony Point. There was some COVID concerns, and so that game got pushed back later in the season. Another team that was involved in our top 10 in 6A, Hutto, their district opener was also postponed against Round Rock Westwood, similar reason as well. Hayes is 2-1, beat Austin Aikens early called 42-7. Props to Harker Heights, 20-14 win against previously unbeaten Bernie Champion. They look really good. That's, I believe, their second straight victory. And Cedar Ridge out of Round Rock, they beat the old school out of Round Rock ISD, Round Rock 20-18. Really says a lot about, you know, we were talking about Cedar Ridge a little bit last week on this program. And, you know, they had lost to Cedar Park. And I know you had said something last week, Brad, that, hey, like, Cedar Ridge will be fine. And they showed this week that they are back on track.
Oh, they certainly did. We knew they were a good team. Just watching them play, that they were going to be fine. And sure enough, here they come back with a good quality win. You know, there's a couple other interesting scores. Austin 57, Bowie 56.
And there was a comeback by the Maroons, too.
You know, that's like a flag football game or something there.
Or right? Six-man ball or 113
something. 113 points and a one-point win for the Maroons. And then Hendrickson, kind of a surpriser. Not that they won, but that it was only 28-21 over Weiss, who's their arch rival. I mean, that's the school that was built that caused Hendrickson to go down to 5A from 6A. Is right next to them to the south. So that's a budding young rivalry right there.
Actually, that game didn't happen.
Oh.
That score was one of the ones that was postponed as well. Yeah, some sites have that as a score, but that game got postponed.
I wonder where they got that
score
from.
Because of COVID as well. Yeah, a good question.
Well, that means poor Hendrickson doesn't have the benefit of having played a game before they've got to face Cedar Park next
week. So they've only played two games. Cedar Park's played three. So this is definitely one to watch. A team that actually called us out, but they reached out to us on Twitter this week. Drippin' Springs, they dropped a spot in rankings last week after that loss to Hayes, and they were like, hey, we're going to bounce back. Well, they did. 76-41 against Lockhart. Lockhart is winless, but Drippin' Springs putting up 76 points says that, hey, they're back on track, and they are still going to be one of the area's top teams when
it
comes
to
5
to do even when everything's going right to score that many points. And Wimberley with 88. I saw Wimberley was up on Manor New Tech at the end of the first quarter, 47-0. I don't know how you get there.
Well, in Austin Northeast Early College, which is the old Austin Reagan, they put up 72 against Austin Navarre Early College. So a lot of high-scoring offensive performances in our coverage area this week. So obviously exciting times right now. We'll dive further into this with our rankings and more area coverage over the next couple of minutes and 45 minutes actually to be exact on this program. So stay tuned. We got some great coverage ahead and interviews scheduled. And we have obviously all the show team and player of the week honors to give out. So stay tuned for all that. We will talk to y'all in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohn. We have a great guest coming up, Cedar Park Vista Ridge head football coach Rodney Vincent. Obviously, the Rangers are off to a great start this year. Similarly to last year, actually, these last 2 years for this program have been very fun to keep an eye on and follow and cover for Vipe. And I know Coach Vincent, you know, a lot of great things are going on right now with this program. And I know they're, you know, kind of getting back to where they have been in the past. What in your mind has really kind of been the backbone to what this success the last 2 years has been, and obviously being, you know, one of the front runners in the area for 6A?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, I mean, Thomas, I gotta take it back to our kids. They have done a great job. You know, we challenged them at the beginning of even last year, you know, at the end of our season, and they have just taken our culture to another level the last 2 years. And I'll tell you this, it goes back to how we go about doing things. And I'm proud of the way they do things on a daily basis. They take the core values of our program and they take them to heart and they live them every day. And I think that's the fun part for me as a coach is just every day I come to work and they're a fun group to coach. And that's why, you know, sometimes we may not match up, but I really feel like we're going to put a great team on the field that will play as hard as they possibly can.
Coach, this is Brad Cohn. And, you know, you're a veteran coach there, longest tenured coach in LISD in place at Vista Ridge there since, I guess, 2006. And to me, that being the founding coach, and to me, it seems interesting to be able to start the traditions and be in on everything since day one. How has that experience been for you?
Well, Brad, I'm actually the second coach. I came in 2009, but it was just, I'll tell you this, in 2009, the school had barely been open, and making the hardest thing here has been making the transitions. You know, for a while we were a 4A, then a 5A, then a, you know, now 6A. Making those transitions been tough, but one of the things that I really have been blessed with is a great principal that I've had the entire time, Paul Johnson. I've got great AD and Jody Horman, who supports us really well, and I think it starts with the top and their leadership. And then the other side of that is just a community that has rallied around our athletic programs, all of our athletic programs at Vista Ridge High School, and I appreciate the type of community we have. You know, and really the thing I wasn't sure about when we made the move to 6A, didn't know if we were built for 6A. You know, we were one of the lower enrollments in 6A. But just our kids, you know, not making excuses and finding ways to get things done on a daily basis, I think it's helped with that transition now.
And Coach, obviously, I know you mentioned earlier the players' contribution to, you know, what Cedar Park Vista Ridge football has achieved the last 2 years. One of those obviously is your quarterback Kyle Brown, and you know, he just seems to be getting he seems to be growing his profile every single game that he plays. And I know last year, just, you know, going electric, and then, you know, so far this year, even a better start. What have you seen from him in terms of his growth over the last 2 years especially?
The biggest thing, you know, when people ask me that question, his leadership, that's the biggest thing. The intangibles, guys, that is such a big part of this game that sometimes, you know, we don't look at. I mean, you can look at his numbers. You can look at how accurate he is. all of those things. And he's fantastic at all those things. But I'll tell you, the biggest difference for our football team and him is just his ability and his leadership ability to, you know, bring the best out of guys, to get extra work out of our guys, to bring them along, for them to rally behind him. I was in an interview the other day, and I was telling that group about how I see him coaching younger quarterbacks at every level. You know, someone that cares about the future of our program also. I think that's a big deal. And those are the things that I think have brought him even to another level. And then obviously the work he put in this year is what's helped him get to where he is right now.
Coach, I know you've had he's not the first good quarterback you've had. Is Kyle, what kind of interest has he shown for the next level? I know you had Blake Estes a while back who ended up being a starter at Rice. How's Kyle doing on that front?
Kyle's had a couple of offers just this past week. West Texas A&M even came in on him. And I'll tell you this, you know, I mean, you guys know the COVID situation. He had several visits lined up that got canceled in the spring. And it's tough. The college quarterback position's tough. They like for you to get up and visit. They like to spend time with them. You know, everybody's real particular about that position, rightfully so. But, you know, us being able to get into some games here, I think, is hopefully going to help Kyle even more. But I really appreciate West Texas A&M coming by and that type of deal. And I think the more games we can get in and the more things he's able to show people he can do and bring to the table, I think that's going to help him, you know, even though the spring didn't go like we wanted it to.
And, Coach, obviously we all know how tough of a district that Cedar Park Vista Ridge plays in for football, especially. Just is so deep. Obviously, you add Hutto this year. Based off of what y'all did last year against, you know, those for the majority of the teams that you are still playing as you did last year, how do you feel like, you know, your team can continue to kind of bulldoze and obviously find more success and even go further than y'all did in the playoffs last year?
You know, one thing I learned about where we're located when I got this job was we're always going to be in a tough district. Guys, if y'all remember that 5A district we were in at one time, it was us and Lake Travis and Cedar Park and Georgetown. I mean, it was It was unbelievable. I mean, we came from one tough 5A district with us and Vandegrift and all those guys. And then when us and Vandegrift made the transition to this one, we came into another one. So all we've known is that scenario. And it keeps your team humble. I'll tell you, I don't ever have to worry about that part of it. We know that every single week is going to be a dogfight. But one of the things that we've tried to do at Vista Ridge High School is go out every Friday night and just be the best versions of ourselves we can possibly be, because we're about to face some really, really tough tests over the next several weeks. And what we can control is just being the best version of ourselves as we can be. Now, with that, our kids have high expectations. We want to get into a playoff spot and get an opportunity to win a playoff game and continue extending our season for our seniors as long as we possibly can. But the way we keep from getting overwhelmed by the magnitude of such a district that's as deep as this one is we just have to be the best that we can be every Friday night.
Coach, I remember well one of those years of that 5A district you were describing. And in 2010, as it turned out, and as an example of what you're saying, the state champion in 2010 was only good enough to finish second in that district. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, and there was one year that the team that was fifth, I think Vandegrift and Georgetown had come down to the very end one year in that 5A league we were in. They whoever won that game was going to go. I think that the team that didn't make it out that year, I think they were ranked like number 5 or 4 in our region, and they didn't make it out. It's just one of those deals. You got a great team sitting at home, no different than last year. There were some great teams in this 6A league that could have won a playoff game that weren't able to play. And so we feel fortunate and blessed to be able to get in a playoff game last year. But more importantly than that, guys, this year, I told my kids, you know, enjoy every moment and every game. We weren't promised these 3 games, and we've got 3 games in, and hopefully we get to keep playing more. Based off the spring we had, I know everybody was nervous, and so we're just going to enjoy every day we can be together and coach and play football.
I always remember the 25-5A in 2014 and how battle that was, and just obviously how great that was. But I know obviously now we're in 2020, and you know, you got a big game with Austin Vandergriff coming up. Obviously, you know, Vandergriff the last couple of years, you know, they've been really dominant in the regular season, and you know, they've made it you know, pretty far in the playoffs a couple times. And obviously I know Vista Ridge, great start. I know Vandergriff lost its first you know, regular season game since 2017 when it faced off against Cedar Park earlier this year. How do you feel like this year's Vista Ridge squad you know, goes up, or I guess matches up with Austin Vandergriff in 2020?
You know, Coach Sanders and he has done an incredible job over there of building a good 6A program. They're deep. They're very deep with the numbers that they have. Always great up front. You guys know they play great defense. Yeah. And what I see from them this year is the same thing. I mean, his D lineman, we were watching them today. They're incredible. I mean, he's got a great defense over there. And then offensively, they're big up front. And the way they use – Coach Mauser uses his schemes, it makes it – he puts you in a bind in a lot of different areas because of the way they stretch the field in so many places. To me, it's another really good Vandergriff team. In some areas, I feel like we've grown. We are – you know, and Coach Sanders will tell you, it's always a great game. Regardless of who wins, it usually – a lot of times it comes down to the wire. Sometimes it doesn't, but it's a great atmosphere. Both teams usually have a lot of respect for each other. We're excited about the opportunity because they have built a good 6A program over there that's real consistent, you know. And so it's a great opportunity for us this Friday night to go against them.
Well, obviously, we're all excited to see your offense go up against that defense. And, yeah, we all expect it to be a great game. And so, obviously, thank you so much for joining us today on today's program. And, obviously, good luck not only in that game but the rest of the season. Really excited to see how far Vista Ridge can go in 2020.
Appreciate it, Thomas. Brad, appreciate all y'all do for high school football.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. Obviously, we were just talking with Cedar Park Vista Ridge head football coach and athletic director Rodney Vincent. We are very honored to have talked to him today, and we're definitely excited to see how far Vista Ridge can go the rest of the season in 2020. Stay tuned. So much more coverage ahead in segment 3 and 4. You do not want to miss the final 30 minutes of this program. Talk to y'all soon.
You're listening to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. Obviously, a great show so far. Over halfway through today's program, we just talked with Cedar Park Vista Ridge head football coach and athletic director Rodney Vincent. Really enjoyed talking to him about how far you know, the Rangers have come in the last two seasons. And I know they have high expectations this season after what they did in 2019. And, you know, obviously they're off to a fast start in 2020. So definitely if for some reason you missed that segment, either rewind the podcast that is posted online right now, or if you are listening to us live on the radio, which I hope we are also doing that, you can obviously check out our podcast, which will be posted on Monday on vipe.com. but man, we got so much to cover on the rest of today's program. On this segment, we're going to dive into the area football standings and district races. District games are starting to be played, so definitely looking forward to getting into that. And then at the end of the segment, we will release our Vipe Austin Yule 4A football rankings, or top 10 for the classification. So definitely stay tuned for that. And then obviously you don't want to miss our final segment too, but let's get to our coverage for this particular segment, and let's kick it off with our area football standings.
All right, Thomas, we're going to start with the 4A, 13-4A D1, Lampasas, Burnett, LBJ, Austin, all at 1-0, Canyon Lake, Fredericksburg, Taylor at 0-1 here after just 1 week of action. So it won't take too long to go through these standings. Everybody's kind of 1-0 or 0-1. 14-4A D2, Navarro is actually still on top at 2-0. The loss they had this week was a non-district game. Wimberley at 1-0, Austin Achieve 1-0, Eastside Memorial, Maynard Tech at 0-2, Young Men's Leadership Academy. I don't have them down for any games yet, although that could be
erroneous. Yeah, I don't think they've started yet.
Yeah. Now we move up to 5A, 11-5A, D1. We've got four 1-0 teams. They are Maynard, Cedar Park, Pflugerville, and Hendrickson. And four 0-1 teams, Weiss, Leander, Anderson, and Georgetown. Now, Georgetown will creep back up. They just started, you know, with a monster, a dragon in Cedar Park, and they're 0-1. They're going to have a good record and be a playoff team by the end. The sneak-in right now is Pflugerville, 1-0, 3-0 overall, and that was a team that was picked for just one rung up from the bottom of the ladder. So the Panthers, good on them for playing as well as they are right now. 13-5A, D2, Cedar Creek, Brenham, Rouse, and Eastview all at 1-0. Pflugerville, Connolly, Glenn, Elgin, Bastrop all at 0-1. And there are no teams who are undefeated on the season in that district. We got three of them undefeated in 11-5A, Hendrickson, Pflugerville, Cedar Park, but none in 13-5A. We go to the 6A leagues, 25-6A. Guy whose team we just talked about, Rodney Vincent, Vista Ridge. They are 1-0 with their big win last night, 3-0 overall. Vandergriff 1-0 and 2-1. Cedar Ridge 1-0 and 1-1. Stony Point, Round Rock, McNeil all 0-1. Hutto and Round Rock Westwood have not played a district game yet. Hutto will be strong. Westwood scoring some points, has a great offense. This is going to be a fun race to watch right now. I know we got Ridge, Vandy, and Cedar Ridge up there, but that's going to be a fun race to watch. 26-6A, our final standings look, is the other 6A district, the one with Westlake and Lake Travis in it. And what do you know? Those two are up there at 1-0 with big wins to start off. Hayes is keeping up with them, though, in the win column. They're 1-0. Austin, 1-0. Just a one-point win instead of a 59-point win, but still, everybody's 1-0.
It's a win. It's a win.
Yeah. Then Aikens, Bowie, San Marcos, Del Valle all start out 0-1. But as you mentioned, San Marcos, although they're 1-2, they're greatly improved from before. And I expect them to maybe push for one of those top four marks. Lake Travis and Westlake are going to be in. So everybody else, Hayes, Austin, Aikens, Bowie, San Marcos, Del Valle, they're all battling for those other two spots.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a real war.
Yeah, it always is. I mean, obviously, like you said, I mean, those headliners in that district are Lake Travis and Westlake. But, you know, we've talked about that. You know, this district, you know, yeah, you could pencil those two in, but everybody else is in the mix for those last two spots. I do think Hayes is probably the third most likely from that district to make the playoffs. But, man, you have Del Valle in there. You got Austin High. You got Austin Bowie. And, you know, there's a number of teams. Sam Marcos obviously has a new head coach for football and athletic director, John Wall. So, you know, they got some good stuff going. Obviously, not this past Friday, but the previous Friday, they won on a you know, last second Hail Mary.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're already kind of showing some more life than they have in recent seasons. So I'm excited to see how far San Marcos can go. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, really tough district that has like Sierra Park and Pflugerville Henderson, and you got Georgetown in there. You know, you got Pflugerville. I think it's great that the two Pflugerville schools are really, you know, looking so good at this point. You know, you have Hendrickson who drops down from 6A down year last year. But man, Pflugerville, I mean, that's the big surprise, probably in the classification, not just that district.
You're right. Pflugerville has a great history looking back many years. You know, they played in a state championship game once when they finished fourth in their district race. Talk about putting it together late.
Wow.
If they just showed up in the second half, they might have won it. It was a close game at halftime. But anyway, Hendrickson, Pflugerville, Weiss will get stronger. They're in a great area. They're just brand new. Connolly has had some good years in the past, struggling right now. But yeah, the four Pflugerville schools are all very competitive, and a couple of them are very good.
And I know you mentioned Vista Ridge and Vandergrift a few minutes ago. And man, I mean, you know, they got that big game this week. You know, and I think really Vista Ridge has shown so much this season. And I think we've seen that Vandergrift may not be, you know, all the way to where they have been the last 2 years, especially. You know, is this the year that, you know, Vista Ridge turns the table and, you know, not only beats Vandergrift, but man, finds a way to, you know, lead this district?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Vandy and Ridge have both historically been solidly coached, deep with a lot of players,
mm-hmm.
Solid line play on both sides of the ball. And to me, they've both still got all of that. The difference might be skilled players. What I think Vandy does not have as much of as they've had in years past is skill position players. They've always had an outstanding receiver, running back, quarterback. Those aren't as productive this year as they've been the last couple of years. And then Ridge has Kyle Brown. So that might be what we're looking at, that Mike Tippett, if I was going to pick, I would probably pick Vista Ridge in that game by a hair maybe.
Yeah, I think obviously he will be or I think he's expected to be the difference maker. And I feel like Vandergrift just isn't, strong as they have. But I'm not saying that they aren't good. They're still good.
They're very good.
You know, obviously Rodney Vincent pointed that out. They still have a very strong defense. They're still well coached. But I think, man, when you have, Kyle Brown, he's a senior. He's been playing at that position, starter for a couple years. I think this is his year to, lead the Rangers to the top in that district.
Yeah, you're right. Vandy is a good team. They're going to go far. But they just don't seem to have the guy like they've had in the last several years who on any given play can strike for a score from 67 yards out, either through the air or on the ground. And Mr. Ridge does. So can the Vandegrift defense find a way to dial down Kyle Brown?
Yeah, exactly. And I know you were talking about some 4A a few minutes ago. You want to go ahead and release those rankings?
All right, so here we go. The 4A rankings from Vipe. Number 10, the Gerald Cougars. I remember when they were 2A, not all that long ago. Smithville's in at number 9. The LaGrange Leopards up at number 8. The Buffaloes of Giddings are at 7. The Batlin Billies from Fredericksburg, or F-Burg as we used to call them, at number 6. I think that has bad academic connotations, so yeah, I think we don't use that much anymore. Burnett Bulldogs at number 5. LBJ, the Jags at number 4. Salado is at number 3. Wimberley, whose quarterback we interviewed last week, I guess it was, at number 2. And then number 1 team still, and again, and for a while now, is Lampasas.
The crazy thing is, I think I pointed this out earlier on in the show, Lampasas waited 2 days less than a whole month between 2 games this football season. That's crazy to think about. And obviously there are multiple reasons why, but it is 2020, so it's not, completely out of the blue, but it's crazy that, all that time off didn't slow them down.
You're ready to hit somebody.
59-0 against Taylor. I know Taylor's winless, but still for them to be as electric, if not more electric, for having all that time off says a lot about how good this team is. I'm ready to see Lampasas take on some more stronger opponents in district play, because I think once they start getting more games in, we'll be able to kind of see, okay, how does this team compare to last year's team, which made it to the UIL 4A Division I state semifinal? You mentioned Wimberley, still electric, 88-0 victory, unbelievable against Maynard New Tech. Salado, 5th straight victory for the Eagles, 20-15 win against Waco Conley. LBJ out of Austin, 21-14 winning against Canyon Lake. And then the surprise, Burnett. I mean, props to them, 21-6 against Fredericksburg. First off, I don't know how many people expected Burnett to beat Fredericksburg, but two, how many expected them to only give up 6 with the way Fredericksburg's offense has been just high-powered and high-scoring all season? Obviously, there is a reason why Burnett had to jump ahead of Fredericksburg after that type of dominant performance. Giddings did bounce back, 47-31 win against Gonzales. LaGrange, first loss in 4 games. So LaGrange did take a step back in the district opener against Cuero, but they're always a solid program, so they'll be fine in the district race. Smithville, 2nd straight loss, nearly got back to 500 though. Only lost 23-20 to Navasota, which, Texas football, they are one of the powers in the state, and they have won state championships as well. And then Gerald, props to them, first victory of the season, 30-27 upset against Robinson. The team that did drop out was Austin Achieve, 54-12 loss to Shirt St. John Paul II Catholic. It's going to be really fun to see how these district races kind of play out. I know you obviously pointed out the current standings, and I'm really excited to see, like I said, some of these teams haven't had the strongest road yet. But, you are in district play. Every game matters at this point. So, doesn't matter what you've done pre-district, your games at this point, everything matters. If you want to go to the playoffs, you got to win the majority of them. And I know some of these teams are really gunning for that final season.
You were talking about Lampasas wanting to see them play some district teams. Yeah, it's a pretty good district. They've got Burnett coming up, Fredericksburg, LBJ. You're going to see him play some people.
Exactly. Those are some great competitions. Well, stay tuned. We got a final segment ahead. A lot more to cover. Player and team of the week included. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com. Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Get ready, y'all. This is the final segment this week of the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohen. Got a lot to cover. Obviously, we only have just over 10 minutes left of this program, and we got to go through the Vipe Austin UL 6A football rankings. Same thing for 5A. We will touch on volleyball, some teams that are doing well right now. We'll give out our area team and player of the week honors, and we will wrap it up with some games to watch in Texas football in the area in the week to come. But let's kick it off with our UIL 6A football top 10 rankings, Brad.
Actually, let's go the other way. Let's climb the classification ladder and start with lowest and go to highest.
Okay.
So we'll start with 5A D2. And in at number five is Georgetown Eastview, the Patriots, climbing in number five. At number four, another new team. It's old Austin Reagan. Now they're called Northeast Early College High School. Reagan's a lot less syllables.
easier to say, too.
Yeah. Number three is Rouse, the Rouse Raiders of Josh Mann. Number two, Marble Falls, the big week. And at number one, Liberty Hill, always strong.
Yeah, I mean, 76-0 for Liberty Hill. I mean, is it even fair at this point? I mean, we talked about them a little bit last week. I mean, they dominate Austin Crockett Early College, 76-0, 3-0 in the year. I'm very impressed with Marble Falls. Still 3-0 in the year, 55-0 against Austin Travis Early College, so props to them. Leander Rouse bounced back, quality win against Bastrop, 50-17. They move up from 5-3. Got two newbies at the bottom, as you mentioned, Northeast, 72-7 against Austin Navarra Early College. They're 1-1 on the year. And then Georgetown Eastview, this was a team that was preseason ranked by us, got their first victory against Elgin, 42-35. Good to see the Patriots back on track.
5A D1 now. Georgetown fell from 2-5 with that loss to Cedar Park. They're going to still win a lot of games, though, so the Eagles fans shouldn't despair. At fourth, Hendrickson. They have Cedar Park next. At third, Pflugerville, the surprise team of 5A right now. And then Dripping Springs, very strong showing again. Tigers at number two, and Cedar Park still at number one.
Yeah, no denying Cedar Park being number one in this classification. Obviously number one, and then everybody else. Dripping Springs, props to them. Calling their shot earlier this week on Twitter, telling us that they would bounce back, and man, did they did 76-41 against Lockhart. They move up from 3-2. They were 2 before they lost to Hayes, but obviously they bounced back against Lockhart, and they're back to number 2. Pflugerville, like you mentioned, doing great right now, 3-0 in the year. I did jump them up because they did beat a quality Austin Anderson team. The Trojans, that was their first loss of the season, so props to the Panthers, 35-22 victory. Hendrickson did not have a game this week. It was postponed. So they actually do get a bump up from 4-5. But Hendrickson, I'm not going to go all the way up to 3 just because they haven't played as many games as Pflugerville. And Pflugerville just beat a quality Anderson squad. And then, like you mentioned, Georgetown did lose to Cedar Park. They were 2 last week against number 1 Cedar Park. I'm not going to, drop them all the way out because obviously, like you mentioned, they're still very quality program, and they'll be able to bounce back, even though it was probably a more lopsided result than most people expected.
And now on to 6A. We do 10 of them there because they don't do the D1, D2 split. We'll start number 10. It's Cedar Ridge. Number 9 is Harker Heights out of Killeen, showing up in the poll for the first time. Number 8 is Hayes, the Rebels. Hutto is in at number 7. Vandegrift, number 6. Number 5 is Temple. Number 4, Killeen Shoemaker. So two Killeen teams in the top 9. Vista Ridge at number 3 and a strong 3. Number 2 is Westlake, a strong 2. Number 1 is Lake Travis. And those top 3, I don't know if you could call who's going to win any game between any of those three.
Yeah, I mean, they're combined 8-0 right now. And obviously, Lake Travis and Westlake just put up 58 points against their opponents this past week. So, there's a reason why they are number one and two. And Vista Ridge, you know, they keep rolling, 42-7 win against McNeil. Shoemaker, great to see them win 56-35 against Kerrville Tyvee. I know Tyvee is down this year, but Tyvee's a quality program. It's obviously a Hill Country power. So even though Tyvee's down, they have, you know, some players that have been part of, you know, more successful teams in the past. So good on Shoemaker for making the jump up from six to four. Temple drops, obviously, from four to five with that loss to Arlington Martin, 43-25. Interested to see. Obviously, Shoemaker plays Temple later on in district play. Interested to see how those two teams face off, because I think Temple historically has been probably the favorite among kind of those, you know, Belton, Temple, Killeen schools. But man, Shoemaker's, you know, showing a lot so far in 2020. So that should be a good game. Vandergrift obviously had its game postponed, as was Hutto. So Hutto stays where they're at. Vandergrift, unfortunately, does drop just based off of that Shoemaker result. But Hayes, you know, good to see them get their second straight victory, 42-7 victory against Austin Aikens Early College. Harker Heights, as I mentioned earlier in this program, previously unbeaten Bernie that they defeated 20-14. And Round Rock Cedar Ridge replaces Round Rock in the area top 10 with that 20-18 victory. Another team that did drop out was Del Valle, which obviously Westlake beat. Del Valle, obviously, you know, we mentioned it, a lot of talent on this roster, and I'm interested to see how they can bounce back. You know, they got one of their tests out of the way. You know, I really want to see this Cardinals team progress, you know, be a true contender for the playoffs. Some people had them ranked as high as three in this district. We had them four. I really want to see what the Cardinals can do the rest of the district play. I think they have the potential. Let's just see the execution on the field.
It is a tough district, too, because, you know, historically, this district that's had Westlake and Lake Travis at the top has been kind of top heavy with those two and some also Rands. But, you know, Hayes, they've got a history of some good success. Austin's no slouch this year.
2-0.
Bowie historically has been good. Not hysterically. San Marcos is on the way back, as you mentioned, the roster talent at Del Valle. You know, Aikens is really the only name on that list that historically hasn't had a lot of football success. The rest of these have. This is going to be an interesting race to watch, even though, sure, Westlake, Lake Travis, one of those two, 95% chance is going to win it. But who gets those other two slots again besides those two, like we talked about a moment ago in another district? That's really going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and obviously another game that was postponed this week was Killeen. They obviously weren't ranked this week and currently not ranked, but they are 1-1 on the year. They were supposed to play Waco, but that game got postponed. So, obviously, you mentioned Austin High, you know, quality win against Austin Bowie. I mean, Bowie, you know, playoff regular over the last 15 years at least. So, you know, this might be the year that somebody replaces Bowie in the, you know, the playoff race. There were times last year it looked like, you know, Bowie might snap its playoff streak, but they found a way to still sneak in. So you got to give them somewhat of a chance to extend that this year based off of, you know, overcoming some adversity last season. But man, they've kind of dug themselves a hole early in 2020. How do the Dogs bounce back from obviously losing to Austin High, but also I don't think they've won a game yet in 2020.
How do they bounce back? Yeah, if I knew that, I'd be a coach.
Or you could make some predictions.
And they'd be right.
Well, obviously, one of the things that we do on this program, as well as release our area rankings firsthand, is announce the show's team and player of the week. And we got two special ones this week. Let's start with the team, because this is a smaller classified team in our coverage area in Central Texas, Austin area. The Llano football program. Obviously, the Yellow Jackets, they stayed perfect and ended Comfort's undefeated season with a 49-17 victory. Very quality win for the Jackets. So this week, not only did they earn a quality victory, but you know, they also stayed undefeated, and they have a lot of great things coming up for them the rest of 2020. So keep an eye on them in 3A this year. Our player of the week is Leander Rouse's Mason Shorb. 6 touchdowns for him in Leander Rouse's district opening victory against Bastrop. Obviously, if you have been listening to this program for a couple minutes or even for a couple weeks, you know that Rouse entering last week's game was a little bit lower in our 5A rankings, then Bastrop. So for not only for this guy to do what he did individually, but for this to come against, you know, a quality Bastrop program, 5 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. There's a reason why Rouse not only moved up in our rankings this week, but also that he was able to earn this particular award this week. So congratulations, Lano Football, for being named the Vipe High School Spotlight Team of the Week, and obviously Leander Rouse's Mason Shorb for being named the Vipe High School Spotlight Player of the Week. Before we get to, or before we wrap up the show, and we got a couple more minutes of it, I wanted to quickly go through and mention some volleyball teams that have kept, that have caught my eye so far in 2020. Let's start with 5A, because in Austin ISD, there's a number of teams that are off to a good start. You have Austin Anderson, 6-0. Austin Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, 7-0. Austin McCallum, 6-1 as of our recording. What's crazy is, you know, these teams, some of these teams didn't have high expectations going into the season, or they weren't in our preseason rankings. And probably the biggest surprise is Anderson. Because at least Ann Richards, you know, we knew, you know, they won over, they won about 20 games last year. They were like an honorable mention. McCallum's about where they were at preseason wise, at least through our updated by Boston Yule 5A top 10 volleyball rankings. But man, props to Anderson, you know, undefeated run to start it. Ann Richards staying undefeated as well. So that's really cool to see Austin ISD doing so well. Cedar Park, their record isn't the best, but man, they played some really tough opponents so far. They've beaten some tough opponents so far. So we have them a little higher than some other publications, and it's really based off of what they've done against, you know, very high-quality competition. In 6A, Lake Travis is still number one. Westlake's still number two. Cedar Ridge has been electric so far. 10 victories early on. Vista Ridge is also doing really well, as is Austin High and Colleen Shoemaker. So keep an eye on some of those programs the rest of the season, because you'll definitely want to catch some of their action alive at their matches. But before we wind down, we got about a minute left of this program. Brad, I know you had a couple games that you were looking forward to keep an eye on, or that you're looking forward to kind of keeping up right with. Yeah, in the week to come.
These are my Fab Five for this week. Vandy at Vista Ridge. Cedar Park, 3-0. Hendrickson, 2-0 at Hendrickson at the Pafield. Westlake, 3-0 at San Marcos. They're 1-2, but as you said before, they've got some talent. Lake Travis is 2-0 at Hayes, 2-1. Canyon, 2-0 at Dripping Springs, 2-1. Those are my Fab Five games to keep an eye on for some quality action this week.
That Canyon game is interesting, because obviously I know they were down in 6A the last couple of years, but man, they're off to a strong start in 5A Division One. So yeah, that should be a good game against Dripping Springs. And yeah, I can't wait for that Vandergrift-Vista Ridge game and Cedar Park-Hendrickson games, because I think those are two of the more defining outcomes early on in this season that will kind of help play out these district races. Well, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Obviously, if you enjoyed the program, follow us on social media, Vipe Texas, Facebook, Vipe ATX, Twitter, and Vipe _ATX Instagram. We'll talk to you next week. For Brad Cohn, I'm Thomas Bingham. Talk to y'all soon.